Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Behaviorist Book Club. My name's Matt. I'm so happy you are here. This is the podcast. We are obsessed with ABA. We love ABA research. We love ABA practice. And I love sharing it with you. Now, we are continuing our journey on supervision articles this month, and we are talking about another article from Behavior Analysis and Practice. Can you tell I'm a huge BAP fanboy? I love Behavior Analysis and Practice. I used to go to JABA for all my articles. I still go there plenty, but I've been loving BAP. So this article is by Atkinson and colleagues. It is called Training Graduate Students to Enter Fieldwork Data Using Asynchronous Online Instructions. We are back to helping future BCBAs become certified. So here's the thing. I hate paperwork. I really don't like paperwork. And when I was tracking and logging my hours, it was an absolute pain in the butt. And I can go one more. So I tracked my hours for my BCABA, right? At that point, I think it was 1,000 hours for my BCABA. So I tracked all of those hours. Then because the BACB wouldn't give me a straight answer, because they never do anymore, I then went ahead and tracked an additional 1,500 hours for my BCBA. So now keep that in mind. That's 1,000 plus 1,500. And then I went to go get licensure in Arizona. And I started practicing. I was under the supervision of an Arizona LBA. And I started tracking hours again because that was what was required for licensure. So I ended up tracking over 3,500 hours in my career as a behavior analyst. And let me tell you, it never got easier. I never got to the point where it was second nature. All the time, I hear people say, oh, it's no big deal. You just, at the end of the day, you put aside 5 minutes in your calendar and you track your hours and then you never have to worry about it and everything's perfect. And here's your monthly verification and you never get an email from your supervisor saying, hey, you need to get your hours in. Listen, I have tracked hours so long. I'm not tracking them right now, thank God. But it never got easier for me. So what do I mean by all of this besides just complaining about hour tracking? Because I will be honest, complaining was a part of this. No, the reason I bring this up is because this expectation that BCBAs now sometimes have of our supervisees is unrealistic because we forget what it was like. We have this tendency to think, I went through it and I made it through, so therefore it's not that bad. This is like your classic, my brother went to the Naval Academy. He talked about this all the time, that he got through the hard first 1 or 2 years of the Naval Academy. And so now when he was a junior or senior and was responsible for the difficulty of the lower classmen's experience, he was like, I went through all the bad stuff, so now they can go through all the bad stuff too. Because you attribute your personality now with the bad things that happened, even though there's so many other things that could be attributed to. And if you're a supervisor who passed the exam, tracked their hours successfully, did all those things, you need to really sit down and ask yourself, was tracking your hours and doing that and learning the process and struggling through it on your own really something that made you a good behavior analyst? I would argue that being a good behavior analyst has nothing to do with tracking your hours in an Excel spreadsheet. Now, that's not to say this isn't important. Don't mishear me. Don't misconstrue me. It is extremely important to track supervision hours, and we need to have more supervision, in my opinion, in order to become a BCBA or to get to that next level of BCBA, if that ever becomes a thing. However, there is no reason, and I'll say it real close, there is no reason to make this harder than it has to be. It simply is not that. It does not have to be that serious. So this article is one of many that goes into a system for teaching tracking of hours in a sustainable and consistent way. This is not the only way to teach it. It is perhaps not even the best way for your supervisee. But what I want you to take away is that there are better ways and solid ways to teach your supervisees how to track hours. teach it at the beginning so they don't have to worry about it all throughout their time. What did this article go over? This article evaluated two different modules designed to teach fieldwork documentation using video-based instruction and mock scenarios. There was the tracker training, which is the logging of the daily hours into your Excel file. This used Excel. There's lots of other opportunities, trackers that you can use right now as well. And then there was the monthly forms trainings, right? So completing the BACB, final verification forms, and university site forms was also one of the things that they were trained on. So, can the format that they're using get these learners to mastery? Remember what that format is. We're talking video-based instruction and mock scenarios. 22 different grad students, they had no prior field work. There was tracker training, and then there was the monthly forms. They each had about 18 to 20 people who went through that in total. This was fully remote using Excel, Word, and Zoom. The instructional design was 6 video lessons, then mock scenarios with color-coded guides, and then some optional Zoom supervision and support, and then finally, mastery was 85% accuracy with additional probes for maintenance and generalization. So let's take a step back, hit a lot at you. Let's kind of review from top, like what are the important things to pull from this method? The main question, video modeling and mocks, right? Video modeling and mocks with feedback. Is that enough to get people to do their experience form correctly? Now, why is video modeling and mocks important? Those are both things that can be created once and then provided to a large number of people. If you are a BCBA, and you are also have the privilege of supervising the future set of BCBAs, there is so many things that you need to be worrying about, not limited to your own actual caseload and all of the duties that you actually are getting paid for, but also all of the other things that you need to teach and educate your supervisee on. I have a supervisee right now, and frankly, sometimes it's challenging to understand the breadth of the responsibility of shaping this person into a really strong and ethical BCBA. Functional analyses, VB maps, ABLES, skill acquisition assessments, chaining, ascent, all of these things that are essential to a behavior analyst, they're on you as a supervisor to teach. Nowhere in that list of naming important things did I think about Excel tracking, right? Like I said at the beginning, this is not something that is quote unquote crucial to your daily practice, but it is crucial to your success in your supervision, meaning you have to know that you've had enough to then become the BCBA in itself. So the reason why mocks and videos matter here is because you can create them once and then you can mass produce and get that same training material out to multiple different people. Now, what is the one part of this that is not scalable to multiple different people? It was the optional Zoom support. So I want you to keep a real close eye on that, because if video modeling and mocks with feedback is enough, then that means that this can be a pre-module to even starting the supervision relationship. This could be something that is homework in your grad school class, right? Take these couple things, now you have a mastery over field work. But if Zoom support is needed, then that means that while this is probably better than if it wasn't there at all, it does not really fit into that true social validity of scalability across an entire practice, across 100 university students. There's only more BCBAs getting certified. There's only more people getting into the field. That means that we need more supervisors, and that means we need better tools at scale. So just wanted to call your attention to each point there. Video modeling, mocks, optional Zoom supervision. Two are scalable, one is not. Let's see what's needed to actually make a difference. Without any surprise, because our trackers are freaking ridiculous, most people scored 50% or less on baseline. Yeah, we make things way too complicated sometimes. After training, about 12 of the 18 hit mastery early, 16 of the 18 reached mastery by midpoint. So they needed some of those mocks. And the finally, 18 out of 18 maintained mastery, and 16 out of 18 generalized to a novel scenario. So what did that mean? It means that most of the people did do okay. Like they were able to reach mastery and everyone figured it out. However, optional Zoom support was needed to help folks cross the final finish line. Also, it showed that feedback was a crucial piece here on the mocks. Feedback, once again, important, somewhat scalable depending on how many automations and how technological you want to do it, but ultimately not nearly as scalable as just mocks and videos in and of themselves. So what does that mean? Overall, successful training, not as successful as we hoped without Zoom supervision. Social validity. What did the actual participants think of it? 10 out of the 20 of the participants responded to the social validity and 100% said it was useful, 6.3 out of 7 for usefulness and 6.2 out of 7 for stress reduction. Once again, I'm going to say it. This does not have to be that hard. I love, I'm obsessed with the fact that they talked about stress reduction. My mind always goes back to one of the technicians that I was working with. They were somebody who wasn't really in that career technician spot yet, but they had been a technician for about 18 months now, and they were asking me if they thought that they should be a BCBA. And I said, yeah, I think you're a great RBT. It seems like you have a great love for the kids. I think you'd be a great BCBA. Of course, they asked me what that was like. I shared with them the process. I shared with them the tracker. They said, oh, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to understand this tracker. You say some are unrestricted, some are, it just doesn't make any sense to me. This person almost quit before they even, let me say it, before they even started their master's program because of our damn trackers. I wonder how many BCBAs we've lost to overcomplicated stuff that we could have provided more support with. That's why this stuff matters. That's why training before it gets hard matters. Antecedent interventions, modules, mocks, even automated feedback, perhaps even group Zoom supervision could easily be a prerequisite to starting your supervision, thus decreasing stress, increasing acquisition of supervision skills, and thus providing a better scenario altogether. Key takeaways for this. Asynchronous video lessons and mock scenarios worked. They did help people complete documentation. They did also need Zoom supervision for many of them to reach the finish line. Written guides and color coding helped. This lines up with everything we know about behavioral skills training, including the feedback being necessary. And finally, Zoom coaching matters. Even in an asynchronous model, the support helped to push those learners over the edge, ultimately helping everyone reach mastery, meaning everyone had the stress reduction. What do we do next? What goes on from here? Like I said, this can be something that this is not the first article on this, right? We can look at many of the other articles, look at all of their findings. They all say the same thing. It helps when you train ahead of time with at least video modeling. I think that every supervisor, and hey, if you're a business owner or if you're starting an online business, this is what you should do. You should create the pre-module learning sessions in terms of filling out documentation. Make those, get everyone trained on it so nobody is stressed out when they go to submit their first monthly verification form, or at least more stressed out than they need to be. There are plenty of things in our field to be stressed out about. So many things, with our clients, to our caregivers, to the freaking schedule. We don't have to be stressed out about this. Tracking is important. Don't mishear me. It is crucial that we track our supervision hours. In my opinion, we need more supervision hours to be a BCBA, but it does not have to be hard. It should be as simple as possible. And if it even distracts from 1 second of time that could be spent caring for our clients, we failed and we need a better training system. All right, that's all I got for you. My name is Matt. I love talking about this stuff. I could talk about ABA for hours, and I hope if you'll allow me to, I will continue to talk about ABA for hours. Leave a review, share it with a friend, share it with another BCBA nerd who's diving into research. We're going to continue on our supervision journey very soon. Talk to you next week.